I want to talk about something different now. I want to talk about something called the best method of advertising ever invented. Wouldn't you want to know what the best method of advertising is in the whole world? Where you are, in Texas, in North America, anywhere, the best method of advertising ever invented. So what method of advertising best attracts customers to your business? Newspapers, is that it? Well, they broadly reach a large number of people. Radio, it's got to be radio, doesn't it? Radio advertisements blast a message across the airwaves. Everyone, you know, anyone out there, they're getting that message. Are they your prospects? Are they your customers potentially? You know what? Most of them aren't. So is that really a good way to find customers? Well, if you offered, say, oxygen and people had to buy it to live, well, that might be a good way. But if you're offering a specific service that only certain people, certain demographics, certain people in a geography could use when they have a certain type of house, a certain type of car, make a certain type of income, you don't want everybody out there to hear your message. You want the specific people you want to address and target to hear your message. How about flyers or coupons? You know, those stuffers you get in the mail, you get your message out in the hands of many prospects. You know, I get this money mailer every week. It's that, you know, 100-page coupon book. It's actually just little flyers all shoved in an envelope, and you look at it. You know, every week I go through the thing, and I'm looking for really good advertisements. Part of what I do and part of what we do at 90 Day Solutions is we look for what works and what doesn't work. We look at attractive advertising. Is this something that I would read and I would make a difference, like would change what I'm thinking, so I'll make a call? And there are certain things that if we have a need and this is now a prompt for us to address one of our needs, like we have, say, a house with we just moved into a house. Let's pretend we moved into a house and the house is 20 years old. And we get a flyer in the mail that says duct cleaning. We think about it and go, well, you know what? The house has been sitting for a little while. Maybe that's something I want to do. But that is addressing a specific need for me. And I just happen to have the need of having that type of work done in my house. Now, the nice thing is when they mail, they can choose to mail only to houses. The funny thing is I got that same coupon, that same money mailer with that same advertisement in it when I lived and rented in an apartment where I can't have somebody come in and clean the ducts because the apartment management would not let me. So once again, flyers, they may not be the best way to reach the targeted customers that you want. Direct mail targets specific individuals. Have you gotten a letter addressed to you with your name on it and it says, Dear Jim, have you ever thought about dog grooming classes? But it's specifically targeted to you. So now they're calling my name and saying, oh, this is something that may interest you. But then what's in that envelope, the actual message, may have nothing to do with anything I'm interested in. So direct mail can get targeted advertisement into the hands of a targeted customer. You need to pre-select who you are sending those messages to. So is that the best method of advertising ever invented? No, it's not. The choices that are out there for a company overwhelm, and the results of that type of advertising is difficult to measure. You know, industrial magazines, newspapers. Everyone wants you to advertise. You go to a movie theater, now they sell advertisements before the movies. Is that a good place to advertise? It depends on what your business is. Can someone take action? They're just about to sit down for a movie for 2 hours, and there's your advertisement about something where, you know, call now. Well, they can't call now, or come here for dinner. Well, by the time the movie has passed, 2 hours later, you've forgotten about that. But some things can have an impact. And some things can change the mind of somebody to do business with you. But at what expense? Once you choose a medium and start your campaign, you sit gingerly. You anxiously await customers to just start knocking on your door. So you put those ads out. You send those mail pieces out. You go on the radio. These marketing events seem like the right thing to do. But marketing events, and we're calling these things marketing events, no matter how inexpensive, waste money and resources if a business doesn't capture and retain its customers. We just spoke about that. Capturing a customer and retaining a customer is the most cost-effective way of getting and keeping business. It is 5 to 10 times more costly to attract a new customer than to keep an existing customer. So if you're spending money to attract customers to your business, but you can't keep them as a customer, there is no way for you to be competitive and to earn a substantial living doing what you do. I was leading a discussion on advertising and marketing at a Chamber of Commerce business development meeting one day. This is in Pennsylvania at the Chamber of Commerce in Williamsport. The question came up, what is the most effective form of advertising? And it was kind of interesting. The discussion went on. People said stuff like this: people don't pay attention to newspapers or the radio anymore. That was coming from a disgruntled business owner. A stampede of negativity followed from one person to another. They complained how it is so difficult to reach people and cause them to take action. They said, you know, I put money into a radio campaign. Well, I put ads in the newspaper. Another one was, I put big billboards on the side of the road. And all of them had the same response. It is so difficult to reach people and cause them to take action. So why do we do it? Well, it clicked. And it clicked again for me. The business owners that suffered the greatest out of the people in that room all relied upon advertising to try to bring in customers. Once again, they all relied upon advertising to bring in customers. They had no word of mouth advertising. They didn't have a customer satisfaction process. They didn't have a follow-up. They didn't have a lead generation process. They didn't have a reference generation process where their customers became advocates, where they became vocally involved in their business, in helping them build their business by being references, by being resources, by being advisors to the company. The word of mouth advertising wasn't there. So those companies thought advertising could make up for what was lacking in their business. We can't afford advertising. Advertising is a luxury. We may get a small return. 10% of what we spend on advertising, we may get back in return this year. But if we can capture that customer, continue to do business with them for year on year, repeating revenue. And if we can use that new customer as a source to find other customers, as a reference, as a way asking them, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Customer, do you have other people who are in the similar business as you, who you could recommend to us as maybe getting a value from the service, from the product we offer? And you can trigger questions like that. In the same business, similar business, same geographic area, people you do business with, people you know. Are you involved in an organization? Are there other people in that organization that you could see doing business with us? Why is that stuff so powerful? Because it's word of mouth. It's using the people who can see and feel the value you offer to offer you other people who could benefit from the value you offer. If your customers don't come back, if your customers don't do repeat business with you, then it is a good sign that advertising, no matter how cost effective, if it is even possible to measure it, that advertising will be a loser for you. Advertising anywhere is a loser if you cannot retain customers. When was the last time you've had a repeat customer? I really hope that we are all involved with customers who want to continue to do business with us, that want to share references, that want to be helpful in helping us because we're so helpful in helping them. when you give yourself, your company, you give your energies to help that customer, it will come back to you 100 times, 100-fold in return. It's the old, put the mustard seed out, it grows into a huge mustard tree. When you sow and you fertilize and you watch and you help, it comes back to you. You need to first put out. I guarantee that you can get people in your door. Any good marketing person can do that for you. You can run an ad and you can get people to call you. I guarantee you can do that. But once a person is inside your business, will they ever return? If you can guarantee me that you as an organization, that you as a sales representative, that you as a customer service person, you as a manager will so impress your clients that they have to come back. If you can guarantee me that, that you give them that experience, I'll guarantee you that you'll be successful beyond your dreams. You'll get a customer. You'll keep them. They'll become a repeat customer. They'll reference others. They'll give you prospects. They'll give you people who will want to do business with you because you've done such a good business with them. I guarantee you that your advertising will start working for you when you start working for your customer. But remember, it is not the advertising doing the work. It is you doing the work up front to guarantee its success. The best method of advertising ever invented is word of mouth advertising. It is your responsibility, not the magazine, not the radio station, not the TV, not the billboard. The best method of advertising is what you do inside your company to ensure your success. There's only one form of advertising that works: word of mouth. Your business must create an experience so unique and profound for your customer that they cannot help but tell a friend or industry contact about your business. If your business doesn't cater so intensely to its target market that people can't but help tell others, then you are wasting your time on marketing and advertising and should close your doors. That may be a little bit harsh, but if you're not spending the time to give your customers the experience they deserve and you deserve as a business, the relationship with your customers, with your clients, that makes it a wonderful place to do business, either with you or at your customer location. If you can't do that, then you shouldn't be advertising, you shouldn't be marketing, and you should do us all a favor. Stop complaining about advertising. If customers and clients are so thrilled with the value your business brings that they can't but help bring a friend or tell an associate, then you will be successful beyond your wildest dreams with happy advocates. An advocate is a walking, talking, live advertisement that you create in your customer by knocking the socks off your clients and customers with value. The value you offer as a company, as a service, as a product, the experience that you provide when you are able to knock their socks off. When you're able to address their concerns, when you're able to talk to them about any issue they have and have them give you input into your company, they'll come back. They'll come back again, and they will tell others. They will tell others the positive things. But you need to create the word of mouth advertising. You need to ask for them to help you. You need to ask for them to be a reference. That happens when you provide them the service and the value and the satisfaction that no one else has ever done in your business.